Today's Saf is Kritut Yutet. We're going to start six lines from the bottom on Yutet Amabet, or seven lines of the last word on the seventh to last line. V'chein Amar Rish Lakish. If you remember yesterday, we saw there was a machloket Rabbi Zera and Rava about Rebbe. Rebbe said the following, okay? It's at the top of Yutet Amud Aleph, a few lines down. It says, V'chal Safek Chele V'Nodalo, Safek Chele V'Nodalo, Rebbe Yomer, Omer Ani, Keshem Shemibi Chatat, Akol Echat Ve'Echat, Kach mevi Hashem taloya kol echad ve'echad. Right, he ate a piece. He didn't know what it was. Right, he didn't know if he ate chalev or not. Then he finds out he did, and then he forgets again, and then he eats another piece, and then someone says, "You know that piece was safek chalev, safek shuman," and then he says, "Oh, I didn't realize." Right, and then he's chayv two Hashem taloya, is just like he's chayv. He would have been chayv two chataot if he found out for sure it was chalev. In this case, he's chayv two Hashem taloya. Rabbi Zeira, and we're going to see Rish Lakish, understands from Rebbe that not only, right, is Hashem like Chatat, but Chatat is like Hashem Taloi, meaning that if in the end he finds out for sure that he ate both, that both pieces were actually Chalev, right, at this point in the case, he only found out that he ate Sefek. So then he has to bring an Hashem Taloi to cover his bases. But now he finds out for sure, since he brought or would have brought, right, it doesn't really matter whether he brought the Hashem Taloi or didn't bring the Hashem Taloi, the halacha would be the same. Since, let's just assume he already brought the Hashem Taloi, since he brought the Hashem Taloi on both, or he would have brought it on both, when he finds out he definitely did it, he would be chayav to bring Hashem Taloi, chatat on both. Okay? So we learn again from chatat to Hashem, and then from Hashem to chatat. Okay? So now, that's what Rish Lakish is going to say, the exact same thing as Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, just like Rava disagreed earlier. So, v'chein amar Rish Lakish, kan shina Rebbe yidiot safek mechakot l'chata'ot. That's what it means, that yidiot of safek, right, when you find out that you did a safek, then you ate something that we're not sure about, it splits into two, right? You'd have to do separate korbanot on each. Likewise, the chatat will now be mechalek when you have to bring, if and when you have to bring a chatat on it, you'll also have to bring two separate ones. Even though, what's the big issue here? It's only what we call ha'alei mechad, because you only found out at the end that you actually ate chalev. But because the Hashem Taloi was split, therefore this is also going to be split. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Yidiot Safek Mechalkot L'Chataot. No, Ela Hachi Ketani, this is really what Rebbe meant, which is actually what Rebbe said. Kishem Shi Maitalu Yidiyah Vadai, Mevi'al Kol Achat Ve'achat, Kacha Maitalu Yidiyah Safek, Mevi'al Sham Taloa, Kol Achat Ve'achat, Nikuda. And as we learn from Chatat to Hashem, but it doesn't, Rebbe didn't say, and we learn from Hashem to Chatat. Right? So therefore, where do you get off saying that? Rebbe Yochanan makes more sense with Divrei Rebbe. But now the Gemara says, okay, so now they're going to say exactly that. Bishlama la Rabbi Yochanan haynu dekatale la Hashem b'chatat. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he said the Hashem is learned out from the chatat. Ela la Rish Lakish chatat b'Hashem ibayle. But according to Rish Lakish, it should say we learn chatat from Hashem, and it doesn't say that. So therefore, kasha. Okay, really, Rabbi Rish Lakish is a little bit difficult, and also apparently Rabbi Zeira who said the same thing with actually the words of Rebbe. The Rami, now, the question is, why did they bring this now? Earlier we were talking about Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi who said the exact same thing. The reason why we're bringing this now is because we want to show that Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan contradict themselves in a different place. Okay, again, Rish Lakish says, Yidiyat Safek is Mechakot, right, which basically means, in other words, that Yidiyat Safek is Nechshav, right? It's important. Mm-hmm. Yidiyat Safek is significant, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says it's Einam Mechakot, right? It doesn't distinguish for Chataot, which means it's not really Nechshav. Okay? Now, we're going to have another case where there's Yidiyat Safek, and we're going to see that their opinions seem to flip, where Rabbi Yochanan seems to think it's significant and Rish Lakish seems to think it's not significant. And we're going to have to explain how. So, Rami to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan, that means he contradicts, right? There's a contradiction between what Rabbi Yochanan says here and what Rabbi Yochanan says elsewhere. But Rami to Rish Lakish, to Rish Lakish, Ditanya, as it says in the following braita. Shnei Shvilim, there's two paths. Echad Tamev, Echad Tahor. Okay, there's one path where there's Tumat Meit there, and if you pass on that path, you're definitely going to become Tamei LaMeit the way it is, right? It's not just maybe there's, you know, maybe you walked in the area where it is, but assuming the whole path somehow is covered, there's no way to get by without becoming Tamei. And there's another path that is totally Tahor. So, Halach Barishon, V'lo nichnas b'sheni. I'm sorry, v'lo nichnas. He walks on the first path and doesn't yet go into the mikdash. B'sheni, then he goes on the second path, v'nichnas, and then he goes into the mikdash. So in the end, he was for sure nitma, because he walked on one path, then he walked on the other path, and then he went to the mikdash. So we know for sure he became tameh. Chayav. So you're chayav korban chatat, because there's
for going into the mikdash
tameh. Halach barishon v'nichnas, second case. You go on the first path, and then you go into the mikdash already. Patur. You're patur, because at this point, it's only safek. Okay? You're patur from a korban chatat. Bashini v'nichnas, but then if you go on the second path, and then you go into the mikdash, chayav. Then you're chayav. Okay? Even though you went into the mikdash in the middle, still in the end, when you went into the mikdash the second time, you clearly passed by one of the paths that was vaday tameh, even though you don't know which one. Right? The whole issue here is that you don't know which one you went when, and you don't know which one is tameh. But you're still chayav a korban chatat. Halach barishon v'nichnas. Now you go through the first path. Safek tuma. Because remember, there's two paths. One has vaday tuma. One is vaday tahor. So you go on one path. You go into the mikdash. So it's still, you wouldn't be chayav yet, according to the last case we just said, because you're safek. Then, hizah v'shana v'taval. Then what'd you do? You said, well, maybe I was tameh, because you found out maybe you were tameh. Maybe you went on the path. So what do? Well, you say, let me go through the process of purifying myself. So you sprinkle the paraduma on the third day, and then again, shana, you did it a second time on the seventh day. Right? That's how you get tahor. V'taval, and you go to the mikvah. So now, if you were actually nitma the first time, well, now you're tahor. Then, halach v'sheni v'nichnas, and then you went on the second path, and then you go into the mikdash. Now, at this point, every time you went into the mikdash, you were sefik. Well, it's true that in the end, you were vaday nitma, because there were two paths and one was for sure tameh. But what's the problem here?
Doesn't the whole process cancel out having walked on the path the first time?
Right, so once you become pure, so now what happens? He went on one path, and then he went on the other path, right? One is tameh, one is tahor, we don't know which one, right? Yeah. In the end, he went into the mikdash twice after having gone on each path. Each time he went into the mikdash without purifying himself before. In other words, he didn't purify himself in between the time he went on the path and went into the mikdash. So for sure, he went into the mikdash tameh. The problem is that each time he went into the mikdash, it's not clear whether he was tameh or not. Because even though he went on path one and path two, each time it's a sefek whether he was on the path, whether we don't know it was one tameh or was two tameh. So therefore, each time he went in, since he purified himself in the middle, if he doesn't purify himself in the middle, then obviously he's tameh when he goes into the mikdash. Obviously, the second time, he's tameh, because he either was tameh from the first path or from the second path. But this time, you purify himself in the middle. So therefore, still, Tanakhama says you're chayav, because in the end, you went tameh into the mikdash. But Rabbi Shimon poter bezo. Okay, he says in this case, you're tahor. You're not chayav a korban chatat, because each time it was a safek yediyah. You're not sure each time whether you're tameh or not when you went into the mikdash. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Now we have a new shita poter b'kula mishum Rabbi Shimon. He says all the cases, even the case when you went in, right? You went on the first path. You went into the mikdash. You went the second time. You went into the mikdash. All those cases are going to be patur. Okay, he holds that Rabbi Shimon holds that you're going to be patur on all three cases. So now the Gemara is going to ask, that doesn't make sense though. Ba'afilu b'kamaita, even in the first two cases, you're going to be patur. Remember, what are the first two cases? You walked on one path, you went into the mikdash. You walked on the second path, you walked into the mikdash. For sure in the end, when you find out that one of those paths was tameh, so you have a yediyah that you were definitely in the mikdash tameh. So how could he possibly poter according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda? So Amar Rava, Rava's going to have to explain that the Mishnah is, the Braita is not what we thought it was. It's a little bit more complicated. The Kigon Shahalach Barishon, he walked on the first path. Ubishat Hilucho Basheni, but when he walked on the second path, and as he walks on the first path, he goes into the Mikdash and someone says, do you know? Maybe that was Tameh. And he says, oh, I didn't realize, right? Okay, so now, Safek. But then when he goes on the second path, what did we say? Well, when he goes on the second path and then goes into the Mikdash, he knows in the end that he went on path one and he went on path two. He's for sure Tameh, so therefore he should be chayav to bring a chatat. But according to Rebbe, what happened? B'shad hiluchot b'sheni, when he went on the second path, shachach shehalach barishon. He forgot, he knows that one or two are safek, right? When he finds out, either one or two are safek. But at the moment he walked on path number two, he didn't remember that he had walked on path number one. Which makes sense. We don't always pay attention to everything, right? So, okay. He didn't remember that he walked on path one. So there's a lack of yediyah here, because when he's walking on path two, he doesn't know that there's chuma in one of these, right? And that he knows there's chuma in one of them, but he doesn't know that he has actually passed by both of them. Right? So he doesn't know that. Ubaha plige, and here's the root of their machlok. Tanakama savar, miktsiat yidiyah ki yidiyah damya. Now we start to see. Okay, we're going to say that yidiyat safek that we talked about earlier, right, that you know that you did, that you're safek whether you did something, right? In other words, you find out that you're chayv anashem taloi because maybe you did something wrong. That's like a miktsiat yidiyah, because you don't fully know that you did something wrong. You only partially know you did something wrong. Here also, you don't fully know you did something wrong because you don't know that you walked up path number one at this point, okay? You know that maybe here there's suffix chuma, but you don't know that you maybe walked on path, that you actually walked on path number one. So Tanakama holds, miksat yidiyah ki yidiyah damya. It's like having yidiyah. The fact that you know that right now you have a suffix and maybe, you know, you don't remember that you walked on path number one, that's enough to consider it yidiyah to be b'chayev you a chatat. Rabbi Shimon Savar, the reason why he exempts in this case, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, is a miksat yediyah lav ki yediyah damya. Okay? Having partial knowledge is not enough. Okay? You know, it's the fact that he knows that he walked on this path, but doesn't really remember that he walked on path number one, that's not enough to make him chayav a chatat. Okay, now why did we get here? Because again, we wanted to compare to Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So now let's go to the next case. Amar Mar. So now they go back to case number three in the Braita. Halach Barishon, he walked on the first path. Binichnas vihizav etaval. So again, two paths, one's Tame, one's Tahor, we don't know which is which. He walks on one path, he goes into the Mikdash, so Safek. What happens then? He goes through a purification process. So now if he was Tame, he's no longer Tame. Now he goes on path number two, and then he goes into the Mikdash. So what happens? Chayav, according to Tanakam. Because in the end, one of the times he definitely walked into the Mikdash Tameh, even though he doesn't really know which one. So, the Gemara is going to ask, Amai Chayav, Halo Havi Le'yadiyah. In the end, he still doesn't know. In order to be Chayav, you have to have knowledge that either on Sunday I went into the Mikdash Tameh or on Monday I went into the Mikdash Tameh. We know reality, the facts on the ground are that he definitely was Tameh in one of the instances. But nobody knows which one, because nobody knows which path had Tumah, and he purified himself in the middle. So you can't say when he went the second time, like in the earlier cases, he for sure still had the Tumah from the first case on him. So of course he was in one of the ends, you know, at some point he definitely went in. There's something definite missing here, because each time he doesn't know, was it this time I walked in Tameh, or was it this time I walked in Tameh? So therefore, why is he actually Chayav, according to Tanakama? So Amar Rish Lakish, Ha-mane Rabbi Yishmael, he delo by yediyah betchila. Rish Lakish says, this braita, this Tanakama, holds like Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael is a unique shita that you don't need knowledge of what you did. Okay, we're going to see later where Rabbi Yishmael gets this from. We learned it in Shavuot, but probably don't remember. But he has, generally we say, in order to be mechayev chatat, you have to know. You have to have definite knowledge. He doesn't think you have to have definite knowledge. So therefore, in other words, what does Rish Lakish say? The reason why Tanakama is mechayev in that case, even though there wasn't definite knowledge, is very simply, you don't need definite knowledge. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu tema Rabbanan, you could say, even according to Rabbanan, who hold that you need yediyah tchila, kan asu safek yediyah ki yediyah. What did they do here? The rabbi said, we're going to treat safek yediyah like yediyah in a case like this. Since we know that in the end he went and tummy to the mikdash, we're going to say safek yediyah is enough to be mechayev a korban chatat. So here come our questions on Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Salkadata, so the first question is going to be on Rabbi Yochanan. They assumed when they heard that Rabbi Yochanan said the following statement, kan asu safek yediyah ki yediyah, okay, the word kan could be understood in two different ways. Kan could mean specifically here, or Kan could mean from here we learn to everywhere that the rabbis decided that Safek Yediyah is like Yediyah. Okay, so Salkadatah, when they first heard what he said, they assumed that what he meant when he said Kanasu, Kanasu v'hu adin l'chol haTorah kula, that Safek Yediyah is always ki Yediyah. In which case, Kashya, to Rabbi Yochanan, to Rabbi Yochanan. Because what did Rabbi Yochanan say in our case? That Safek Yediyah, when you find out in the middle of those two eatings that that time maybe you ate Chelev, that's a Safek Yediyah, we treat it, it's not Mechalkot for Inyan Chiyuv Korban Chatat. That when you find out in the end, after both eatings that you ate, that you really had eaten Chelev, you're only Chayav one Chatat. So it shows that Safek, it's not the exact same thing. Okay, I'll point that out. But it means the Safek Yediyah is not really considered so significant. That's the main thing. And here he says, Safek Yediyah is considered significant, and the assumption is not just by Tumat Mikdash, but anywhere. Okay? So, the obvious answer is going to be what? That he didn't say this everywhere. Okay, that's, we can figure that out already. But before we get to an answer, Kasha Derish Lakish, Adirish Lakish, and Rish Lakish is also difficult. Why? Because Rish Lakish here said, in the case, the earlier case, he said Yediyat Safek is important. And here, what did he say? He said, it goes like Rabbi Yishmael, who doesn't even need Yediyah, because if it needed Yediyah, the assumption is, it wouldn't be, you wouldn't have Yediyah. And that's exactly the opposite of what Rish Lakish said, that Safek Yediyah is Yediyah. So, okay, Bishlama Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha. Exactly as I said, Kanasu aba b'chol haTorah kula lo. Here they made it like that. Specifically, it's a halacha for Tumat Mikdash. We're going to have to see why. But b'chol haTorah kula, no. Safek Yediyah is not significant, and that's how we resolve it. When it comes to eating chelev, it's not significant. But when it comes to going into the Mikdash Tameh, it is. My time, huh? Hachagabe Tumah k'tiv. By Tumah it says, v'ne'alam mimenu v'hu tameh. Right? It eluded him, and he's tameh. What do you see there? Yediyadi peinami safek chiev kha. Okay, here it doesn't say anywhere about Yediyah. Okay, we're gonna. It's more significant when you compare it to the next. Okay, they're gonna say there. It says I'll just keep reading and then we'll go back. Ava b'chol haTorah kula k'tiv o hodai lav chatato. Remember, it says and then he knows the chatato asher chataba. Right, the one that he sinned by. So there you need Yediyah. But dafka, by going into the Mikdash Tameh, it says, v'ne'elam mimenu v'hu tameh. He forgot that he was tameh. It doesn't say, and then there was a yediyah that he was tameh. So dafka there, we're going to say, Safek Yediyah is important because there's no lashon of yediyah in the pasuk. Whereas in all the other cases, the general case of chatat that you have to bring, it says, hodai lav chatato, you have to know. Yi'it le'yediyah hu demechayev. And only if there's full knowledge are you chayav, but not in Tumat Mikdash. Ela, L'Rish Lakish Kashya. And here they're going to explain the Koshi a little better. Ademokim la k'Rabbi Yishmael, lokma k'Rabbi. Why did he say it's like Rabbi Yishmael? He could have just simply said, this is like Rabbi. Remember how he started out? He said, Rabbi who said that just like you're chayav a chata twice, you're going to be chayav an asham twice, right? In any case, you'll be chayav multiple chataot, you're going to be chayav multiple asham talois. And Rish Lakish understood what Rabbi meant was also that Yediyat Safek by Asham Teloi is also going to be Mechayev you when you find out that you did it for sure. Could it be Mechayev you Chatan on each one? So he should have said, this holds like Rebbe. That was a much better answer than saying it holds by Rebbe Yishmael, who is a very unique Shita that people don't really hold by. So it would have been better to just say that. So, HaKamashmalan, right? Better, I'll say it in these words. Better to say it needs Yediyah, just this Yediyah is enough, than saying it doesn't even need Yediyah, which we know, like everything we've been learning, nobody holds like Rabbi Yishmael. Of course you need Yediyah to bring the Korban Chatat. So it would have been better to say that. So why did he say it's Ki Rabbi Yishmael? So now they're going to have to say, really, he could have said it's like Rabbi, but he had an ulterior motive to say it's like Rabbi Yishmael. What did he want to teach you? HaKamashmalan, to Rabbi Yishmael, nami lo bai Yediyah b'tchila. He wanted to teach you that Rabbi Yishmael, okay, maybe especially because we've been learning this and it's obvious that you need Yediyah, he wanted you to know that there was this shita of Rabbi Yishmael, that Rabbi Yishmael holds, you don't need Yediyah b'tchila. So now the Gemara asks, wait, why would Rish Lakish need to teach us this? Hamatnitin hi? It's an explicit Mishnah. You don't need to come teach people something that it says in the Mishnah. Okay, Ditnan. How is an explicit Mishnah? Now you'll see it's not exactly an explicit Mishnah, and that's going to be the answer. It's just derived from the Mishnah, but it's not actually an explicit Mishnah. but it's learned out from an explicit Mishnah. Ditnan, it says in Shvuot, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, V'ne'elam v'ne'elam shtei pa'amim, L'chayev al ha'alim tum'ah ve'al ha'alim mikdash. In the Psukim about Tumat Mikdash, it says, V'ne'elam twice. Right, the phrase, V'ne'elam imenu, v'utameh v'ashem, or I don't remember exactly the words that appear in each place, but it says, right, one is V'ne'elam imenu, v'utameh v'ashem, and the other one is, I don't remember the exact words, but it's also something like that. So it repeats the wording. So what is, now, generally what the rabbis learn from there, that what, it doesn't tell you this, but the rabbis learn from there that you need to know that you were tameh in the beginning, then you forgot, and then you went into the mikdash. Okay, and then you forgot, and then you know again. So ne'elam, there have to be like two halamot, you know, or two yediot, really. You need a yediyah in the beginning, a forgetting in the middle, and a yediyah at the end. That's the formula for being chayav korban chatat. Rabbi Yishmael darshens those psukim otherwise. He says, no. The double lashon of ne'elam is to teach you that it's not just that you forgot you were tameh, it's even if you forgot that this is the mikdash. So it was strange. How did you forget it was the mikdash? Maybe, you know, it's the area of the mikdash. You didn't remember where the boundaries are and where you're not allowed to go in, or somehow you forgot about mikdash. Okay, you forgot. Maybe you forgot that you can't go into the mikdash tameh. Okay, but it's not just that you forgot you were tameh. It's also a case where you forgot that it was the mikdash. So therefore, that's why it says twice according to Rabbi Yishmael, since he doesn't have the other drasha, it's obvious that he doesn't hold that you need yediyah tchila. So back to our question. If it's an explicit Mishnah, then why did Rish Lakish need to tell us this? So they say, Itzdrich, Sakadat Achamina, Mikra Leitle, Migamara Itle, Kam Mashmalan. You might have thought that he doesn't darshan it from these psukim, but maybe as a masoret about it, right? This is also this is a great case of where something that was so obvious to them, theoretically, you might have thought, it must be everybody agrees. Right? I always remember learning years ago when I learned the sugya about Eged of Alulav. There's a machloket, do you have to take the lulav and etrog and the arba meaning together, or can you pick up one and then pick up another and pick up another and pick up another? You know, it was so hard to fathom that someone would actually say that, because we're so used to the arba meaning, we're always brought together. But there's actually a shita that says, no, you can actually take up each one separately. So, you know, you learn that, you think, really, somebody holds that way? So it's the same thing here. It was so obvious to them. Of course, it needs yediyah tchila. He had to point out that, by the way, don't think just because he doesn't have this drasha, he must hold it anyway. He has a masoret about it. No, he really held. And that's what the chiddush of Rish Lakish, he really held you don't need yediyah tchila. And that's what he was trying to teach people. But theoretically, he could have said Rebbe, which means that Rish Lakish doesn't contradict himself. That's how we resolve it. Okay, now we have another mission, and this gets into a whole interesting case about your intent, and you tried to do something, you did something else, both are wrong. Do you have to bring a chatat? Okay, so here are a bunch of examples. Chelev and notar lefanav. Instead of chelev and shuman, right, now we have two pieces of meat. One is asur mishum chelev, and one is asur mishum notar. It was left over beyond the time it was hekdesh, and you left it over beyond the time that you were allowed. Both are forbidden to eat. Ve'achal achad mehem. He ate one of them, but he doesn't know which one. Is that a yediyah? There's a yediyah that you did something that's going to be mechayev you a korban chatat. But you don't know which avera, which transgression you did. Ishto nida, this is always that crazy case, v'achoto imo, you have your wife who's nida and your sister. Babayit, they're both in the house. Shagag ba'achat mehen, he slept with one of them accidentally, right? Because he didn't know she was an eater, he didn't know she was his sister. Okay, whatever it was, he slept with one of them. Ve'eni yodea be'ezah mehen, right? Pretty odd not to think about this case, that he wouldn't know which one he slept with. But, right, what do we say? In that case, right, again, we're lacking knowledge of what exactly his avera was. Was it achoto or ishto nida? Achal shabbat v'yom kippurim. I'm sorry, Shabbat and Yom HaKippurim. It was Shabbat and Yom HaKippurim, not the same day, because then you'd be chayav, obviously, on both. It was something that can never happen nowadays, now that we have a calendar and it's always set. They make sure Shabbat and Yom HaKippurim don't end up next to each other. But if Yom Kippur ended up on Erev Shabbat or on Motzei Shabbat, and you had them both next to each other, V'asam alacha ben ashmashot. Ben ashmashot is our classic. Safek yom, safek laila, we're not sure, is it the next day or is it the day before? That's why we light candles early and end Shabbat later. They know your dad, he doesn't know, was it Yom Kippur or was it Shabbat? Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatat, Rabbi Yehoshua poter. So there's a machlok of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua, are you chayev chatat in this case? Because you for sure did an avira that's chayev chatat. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, you didn't know which one you did, so you can't bring a chatat because you're missing something about your yediyah.
That's very different from the other ones, because Yom Kippur is Shabbat, is considered Shabbat Shabbaton. So it's basically a continuum of 2 days of the same thing. And it doesn't miss the punishment.
But it has a different nature. And that is right. The punishment is different for each. You get skila for Shabbat, and you don't for Yom Kippurim. I think Yom Kippurim is just karet, if I remember. It's either which way, it doesn't matter. Chela v'nota are all, like, everything's forbidden, even if you, achoto and nidar, forbidden in the same way. But since you didn't know, and this is all, it's very fascinating. It's about what is knowledge, knowing something. Is knowing you did something wrong sufficient, or does it have to be knowing what you did wrong that's sufficient? Okay, there's a difference. So what kind of yediyah do we need when the whole thing, again, obviously, Rabbi Yishmael has a bit of a different chita about this yediyah b'tchila, but let's just assume you need some sort of knowledge. What kind of knowledge do you need in order to be mechayev you? So notice all these cases, by the way, are different isurim. Okay, it's not like, this is similar to what we learned in Ezekiel. You tried to kill one person and you killed someone else, right? Or in Hilchot Shabbat, right? And we're going to get back to Hilchot Shabbat here. Hilchot Shabbat is a very big theme because you need Melechet Machshevet, if you remember. What does that mean? It has to be like they did in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, there was a lot of thought that went into everything. It was creative acts. It was thinking about it, right? So if you didn't want it to happen, then maybe it's going to be different. When it comes to Nezikin, we don't care, no matter what. If you damage someone, you damage someone, you're responsible. So each aspect of halacha has a bit of a different interpretation about this. So notice it's not the same. It's not like you did melacha on Shabbat and you just don't know which melacha you did or something like that, or we'll see. Maybe even there's distinctions. But okay, we'll get back to it. So now, so there's a machloka between them about this. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Comes Rabbi Yossi and he explains. Lo nech leku alo se malacha ben ashmashot shu patur. He says, clearly in a case of malacha ben ashmashot, they both agree you're patur. Why? Shani omer, miktzat hayom asa umiktzat asa. Sorry, miktzat asa hayom umiktzat asa lemachar. When you do malacha on Shabbat, ben ashmashot, malacha takes a little bit of time. You don't start a malacha and finish it immediately. So it's very likely that since Ben Hashmashot is part yom, part one day, part the other day, you started it and continued it, the assumption is you must have overlapped both. Ama nechleku, but what's their argument? Al ha'usem malacha b'toch hayom, ve'eini yodea, im b'shabbat asa, im b'yom ha'kippurim asa. He disagrees with the case. He says, it must be a case where you did malacha either on Shabbat or Yom Kippur, both days. You know, theoretically, they were tsmudim next to each other, or maybe they weren't, and you just don't remember. Like you built a treehouse in your backyard, and you just don't remember. Did I build it on Shabbat or did I build it on Yom Kippur? You can't remember what day it was that you built it. Okay, so or al hoseh ve'eino yodeh me'ein ezo melachasa. This is why it was a bad example I brought. You did a malacha, but you weren't sure which malacha you did. Did you do zorea or did you do choresh? Now that, because we already said you're chayav chatan on each one, that's considered like a whole different entity. When it comes to malachot on Shabbat, it's as if you did something totally different. If you did zorea, or you did choesh, or you did kotev, or whatever it might be. So you did some malacha, you're not sure which one you did. So that's what he says. He says the machloket is about a case like that. Shor belezer machayev chatan for Rabbi Yeshua poter. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So now Rabbi Yehuda has his own thing. Potro haya Rabbi Yehoshua af me'asham talui. Okay, he says in this case, if you're not sure whether you did it or not, and you're not sure what it was that you did, right? In this case, what's asham talui? You did an act. You're not sure was it asur or mutar. So he says, you might have thought you could take asham talui and extend it to this case also, where you did. And what do we say? Rabbi Yehoshua says you're patur from chatat. But sometimes when you're patur from chatat, like in a sefek case, you're chayav and asham talui until such time as you determine what you actually did. So here, right, you could say asham talui should be relevant here also. Because, first of all, you definitely did something wrong. It's just a matter of which one you did. So you should bring an asham talui. But he says, no, you don't even bring an asham talui. Because asham talui is only if you're not sure if you did something or not. Not if you're sure you did something, you're just not sure which thing you did. Okay, it's an interesting machloket about whether you be chayv and Hashem Talit also on a case like this or not. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri omrim, lo nechleku ala al davar shehu mishem echad, shehu chayav. They weren't arguing if it's all called one name, you're going to be chayav. Meaning, let's say there were two women who were nida in the guy's house, and he slept with one of them and doesn't know which one. Well, he knows he's chayav in the averav nida. It doesn't matter that he's not sure which woman it was. He's still chayav in nida. Okay? So, in that case, he'd be chayav. Everyone would agree. Ama nechleku al davar shu mishum shnei shemot. It's only cases like we saw, chayav and notar, achoto and nida, shabbi lezer mechayev chatat, rabbi Yeshua poter. Ama rabbi Yehuda, afilu nitkaven lokot te'inim v'liket anavim, anavim v'liket te'inim, shchorot v'liket levanot, levanot v'liket shchorot, rabbi lezer mechayev, rabbi Yeshua poter. Okay, now, we're going to see here that he kind of says he learned this from his rabbis, that if you were mitkaven to reap one item and instead you took a different item, that's already two shemot. Okay, that's already different. And everyone's going to agree. Okay, I'm sorry. And then that is a machloket. Okay, but then he says, it says Amar Rabbi Shimon, but many say, but Rabbi Yehuda himself said, Timhani impatar ba Rabbi Yeshua. But I'm wondering, did really Rabbi Yeshua poter in that case? Right? Doesn't it seem weird? I mean, you intended to reap. What's the difference whether it was black ones or white ones or te'inim or anavim? Okay? Im ken, lama ne'emar asher chataba. So now, if he thinks that Rabbi Yeshua patar, so the question is, this is, now, again, this is a good case. We keep doing things as if you know what they're talking about. The pasuk says, "Ohodai lav chatato asher chataba," that you sinned in it. So they learn from the word ba, that ba means the one you intended. So if he thinks that it's not even the one you intended to pick grapes, and instead you picked figs, so what does he do with this drasha of ba? So he says, prat lemitasek. That's a case where you're walking, let's say, and your hand swings, you're swinging your hand, and you didn't mean to pick the grapes, but as you were swinging your hand, you picked grapes. Okay? That's a case where you'll be excluded for bringing a korban chatat. Because
like
you didn't even intend. Right. Well, that's a little, right. It's like leaning against the wall and the light turns on. Right? You were leaning against the wall. You weren't intending to turn the light on. It turned the light on. Okay? The bench is a little different. Whatever.
You could have foreseen it.
I don't want to get into all the details. But mitasek is where you were trying to do one thing, swing your hand, and in the end you pick grapes. Okay? I'm trying to think if it's considered different. I can't remember now off the top of my head why it's different. Okay. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Manavshach. So now we'll go back to this chelev and notar case. So he says, right, the Brita says, Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't understand. I chelev achal chayav. I notar achal chayav. Right? In other words, I don't get it. Of course you're chayav. No matter you did something wrong, you be chayav chatat for it. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, harehu omer asher chatat ba. Ad shiodalo b'mechata. He has to know what he did wrong. Again, we're lacking something in the knowledge. The knowledge is not, right? He doesn't have knowledge of what he actually did wrong. Rabbi Eliezer, hi ba my avidle. So what does he do with ba? So he's going to do the same thing, right? Mibayle pratla mitasek. He says mitasek. So now they're going to try to figure out this case of mitasek. Mitasek demai, what kind of mitasek? Ida chalavim ba'arayot chayav. Tamar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, hamitasek ba'chalavim ba'arayot chayav. Let's say you go to eat a piece of shuman, okay? And while you're not looking, somebody switches the plates and puts chalev there, right? They switch the bowls while you're not looking, and then you eat the chalev that you thought was shuman. That would be a case of mita'asek b'chalev, because you had no idea. You were planning to eat shuman, something that was mutar, and somebody switched it without your noticing. You went and you picked it up and you ate it, okay? Or, you know, your wife was in bed with your sister, your wife was on her side, the sister was on the other side, and then they switched places while you weren't looking, and it was dark in the room, and you had no way of knowing. Again, I find the case hard to understand, but that would be a case of mitasek, where you intended to do the right thing, and you know you intended for one act, and it turned out not for any good reason that it was wrong. Now, according to Shmuel, This kind of mitasek, you're chayav. Why? Very interestingly, shekein nehene. We've had hana'a come up in many cases. You benefited from iser. You got hana'a. Both of these are acts where you get pleasure from. And you got pleasure from isur. So even though you're mitasek, you're going to be chayav. Ve'im mitasek b'shabbat, patur. And if you're mitasek on Shabbat, you're patur. Mai taima melechet machshevet asra Torah. We already know, this is what we talked about, for sure you're patur on Shabbat, because mitasek on Shabbat is always patur, because it has to be that you something that you intended. So what's the case here? Mitasek demai. If it's chelev arayot, you're chayav. And if it's Shabbat, then you're patur. And here there's a machloket about it. Here, right, the point is, what's the, why would you need a drasha to say prat limitasek? So Amarava, L'Rava mishkachat la kigon shenitkaven lachtoch et hatalush v'chatach et hamechubar. Rava says the case is, you intended to cut something that was already detached from the ground, which is not forbidden, but while you were cutting this something that was detached from the ground, you accidentally cut something that was attached to the ground. That would be the case. L'abaye mishkachat la kigon shenitkaven lahagbiya et hatalush v'chatachat hamechubar. You were intending not to cut something that was talush. If you intended to cut something that was attached to that was detached, and you cut something, according to Abaye, that's not mitasek, because you were intending to cut. You intended for the act of cutting, and you actually cut. That wouldn't be mitasek. He says, in order for it to be mitasek, you had to be trying, like I said, swinging your arms. You were doing an act that had nothing to do with cutting. You were doing an act, like here he says, you wanted to pick up something that was, right, you see something on the ground, a cucumber, you pick it up, right? You thought it was, right, you saw a cucumber that was detached, and by accident, you picked up the cucumber that was attached, right? That's kotzer. So that's the case that Abaye says. De'itmar, as it says in the following machloket, nitkaven lagbiat hatalush v'chatachat hamechubar patur. Mai taima, dehalo ichaven l'shum chaticha. Right? In other words, here it says what Abaye says, which is, if you intended to pick up a talush, and you cut a mechubar, you're patur. Why? Because you weren't intending any kind of cutting. But lachtoch et hatalush v'chatach et mechubar, but if you actually intended to cut, even though you were intending to cut something that was mutar to cut, if in the process of cutting something that was detached, you accidentally cut something that was attached, Abaye amar chayav, da'ayichav en l'shum chaticha, because you did have intent to cut, and therefore you're chayav. That's not mitasek. Rav amar patur dehalo ichav en l'chaticha di'isura. You weren't intending a forbidden type of cutting, and therefore Rav thinks that's mitasek. Okay, so there's a machloket about, is it mitasek?
How would it still be shobek if you intended a forbidden?
So the idea was that you intended, but you didn't know that it was usher, or you didn't know it was Shabbat, or right, it would have to be that there was some lack of knowledge. Okay? Or that you intended, and then you remembered it was usher, and then you forgot, you know, when you actually did it. That also could be a possibility. Rabbi Yossi omer lo nechleku. Okay, so go back to the Mishnah for a minute. Rabbi Yossi says, lo nechleku, sorry, I have to find the place. Lo nechleku al ha'oseh melacha ben hashmashot. Remember, he said that's miktzad hayom, right? He must have, in ben hashmashot, it must be some of the malacha you did in one day and some of the malacha you did in another day, because the assumption is the malacha takes some time to do a whole malacha. So we're going to question that a little bit. Tanya. So there's a brayta that says, Amar lehem Rabbi Yossi dikdaktem acharai. So there's a brayta that says that Rabbi Yossi said to the Chachamim, and the assumption what they, right now they're going to assume dikdaktem acharai means, oh, the rabbis, I guess you have a good argument against me. You kind of beat me. My Amrei Leh, so what it, right, we're missing what they said to him. He said, oh, you beat me, you're right. Amrei Leh, so they must have said to him, Da'amar lehu dikdaktem acharai, Hachi Amrelei. Okay, so, sorry, he said to Amrelei, sorry, let's say, I didn't read it right. My Amrelei, what did they say to him? Da Amrelehu diktach le macharai. What did they say to him to make him say, you guys are right? Hachi Amrelei. This is what Amrelehu. This is, sorry, Hachi Amrelei. This is what they said to him. Higbia banash mashot mahu. What if he took something to the next reshut? How long does that malacha take? About a second, right? To take something out of my reshut and move it to the next reshut is a second of an act. You can't say, Rabbi Yossi, oh, that happened both in Shabbat and Yom HaKippurim. And then, Amar Lehem, Dik Dakte Macharai. So then they say, wait, that's not a good argument, because he could have a good claim to them. Hagbaha, there's actually a debate about what hagbaha means, but the assumption is that it means lifting something to take outside, okay, meaning to be ma'avir mirushut lirushut, even though some people think it means something else here, right? Hagbaha just means to lift up. The assumption is you're lifting it up to take it into another rishut. There are other opinions, but we'll stick with that. So now they say, if you remember, Hotza, it's the very beginning of Mechot Shabbat, we learned about it, where there's two acts. You have to lift it up, and then you have to remove it from, there's Akira and Hanacha. You have to kind of uproot it from its place and put it down in the next Rishut. So theoretically, there could be a time lapse between the Akira and the Hanacha. So therefore, he could have answered that, and therefore we reinterpret what it means, Dikdakta Macharai, Hachanami Kamar Lehu, that really is what he said to them. He did have a retort, and then he said, Dikdakta Macharai, Veloha Leitem Biyadchem Klum. You tried to argue against me, but in the end, there was nothing to your argument, because I was able to knock it down. Ula Rabbi Yossi, Gumar Malachala Rabbi Lezer Patur. Wait a minute. According to Rabbi Yossi, according to this, what he's saying is, you have to do the entire malacha in the time frame that it was asr, because part was done Shabbat, part was done Yom Kippur, right? We could say that sounds like if you just finish the malacha, you'd be patur, because that's what he's saying. If it was just Shabbat, right? You know, since if it was the end of the malacha, right? What he's saying is basically we view the entire thing, not just the end of the malacha. But Hashamana le de Mechayev, we learn that Rabbi Lezer himself is Mechayev on Gemar Malacha. What does that mean? How do we know this? Ditznan, Rabbi Lezer Omer. What do you chayev when you're in ariga, oreg, okay, to embroider, or however you weaving, okay? Ha'oreg shlosha chutim. If you weave three chutim b'tchila, there's a machloket, is it two or three? He claims you need three in the beginning, because if you're just starting something, if you don't make a few stitches, they're just going to fall apart. It's not
like
considered significant.
Braid.
Right, it's like doing a braid, or it's like when you start a kippah, right? If you just do two stitches, it's really nothing. But if it's already on the arig, it's already on the loom, and you do one stitch, then you're already chayav. Why? Because that's what we call gmar malacha. Since it's already done, and you're just adding another one, that's gmar malacha. Even though you didn't sew a few stitches, you're chayav. So it sounds like he's mechayav on gmar malacha. So Amar of Yosef, Rabbi Yossi, Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, Hachi Matne. Okay, he was going according to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yossi, Matne. Rabbi Lazar, Omer, Ha'orig, Shlosha Futim, B'tchila, V'shnayim, Al-Arig, Chayav. He was going according to Rabbi Lazar's opinion himself. Rabbi Lazar says that it's Shnayim, Al-Arig. He has a different version of Rabbi Lazar. His version of Rabbi Lazar doesn't match the version of Rabbi Lazar that we have in our Mishnah. Our version of Rabbi Lezer says one stitch, but his version says two stitches, and that matches that Gumar Malacha is not enough. You need actually a whole Malacha. Finishing the Malacha itself would not make you Chayav. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Potro Hayav Rabbi Yeshua Af Me'asham Taloi. Right? This is what we said. If you're not sure which Avera you did, but you did do an Avera, that's not something you bring an Asham Taloi for. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Potro Hayav Rabbi Yeshua Af Me'asham Taloi. Where do we get this from? Shnei Amar. Ki techtave lo yada. Ah, you sinned and you didn't know that you sinned. That's when you get to bring an Asham Talev. Remember, bringing korbanot is actually helping you. Here you definitely did something wrong, you just don't know what you did wrong. We don't allow you to get that kind of atonement for that. Prat lezeshi, yada shachata, right? It excludes the one who knows that he sinned. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, zehu shemivi Asham Taloi. He says, no. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, you dafka do bring an Asham Taloi on it. In fact, that's the main case you bring an Asham Taloi. Shenemar, v'asa v'lo yada, v'ze lo yada b'me'asa. He says, that's the classic case of an Asham Taloi, our case. It says, asa v'lo yada, you did something but you don't know. What does it mean you don't know? Not that you don't know that you did it. You don't know what you did wrong. Okay? Aval, safek achachelet, safek He says, but the case that we've been talking about all along, fascinating, Rabbi Shimon says, but if you're not sure whether you ate chel or you ate shuman, on that, I don't actually know if you're chayav in Hashem Taloi. So then they say, my have ala, so do you or don't you? Tashma, and again, we know you do, but what does Rabbi Shimon hold? Does Rabbi Shimon hold that you do or you don't? So now they're going to bring a source that's going to be clear that it's Rabbi Shimon, and he's going to say, you do bring an Asham Taloi on it. Chata v'lo yadava mechata, o safek chata, safek lo chata, mevi Asham Taloi. both cases, you bring Hashem Tov Elohim. Now, how do we know this is Rabbi Shimon? Because man shamalei da'amar chata v'lo yodea b'may chata mibi Hashem taloi. Rabbi Shimon, right? It can't be Rabbi Yehuda because he says you don't. So it must be Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon holds, and then he holds that you bring in both. Vekatanes, and it says there, safek chata, safek lo chata mibi Hashem taloi. Shema mina, sfir leilu Rabbi Shimon, safek chata, safek lo chata mibi Hashem taloi. Rabbi Shimon chizuri v'Rabbi Shimon omer lo nechleku. So now we're going to talk about this case of mitasek. I'm Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Mitasek b'chalavim v'arayot chayav shakein nehene. Mitasek b'shabbat patur melechem achshevet asrat Torah. Right, that's what he says. So now they're going to say, Amar le'rava le'Rav Nachman, v'hat tinokot d'chi mitasek dame, utnan ke tinokot olayt mitasek. What are we going to see? What's the case? Brit milah. Okay, we're going to have a case of brit milah. Utnan. It says in the Mishnah, mishayu lo shnei tinokot. Echad lamul b'Shabbat, ve'echad lamul achar Shabbat. Now, it's asur to do a brit milah on Shabbat unless you're chayav in brit milah on that day. And why is that? Because it's making a chabura. Chabura is injuring someone. You're not allowed to do that. It's a tolada of. It's like nitilat neshama. It's as if like taking out the neshama of someone, which is a tolada of shochet, shechting. Okay, that's according to most opinions. So it's asur now. If you have two, one is chayav to demol that to give to a brit milah, one is chayav the next day. B'shachachu malet shalachar Shabbat b'Shabbat, but you did the wrong one on Shabbat. Rabbi Lezer mechayev chatav, Rabbi Yeshua poter. So now they say, ad kan lo katar Rabbi Yeshua el mishum de kasavar ta'a b'dvar mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah patur. Aval mita'asek b'davar de lav mitzvah afilu Rabbi Yeshua mechayev. So here comes the question. They say there that why was Rabbi Yeshua poter? Because what happened? The mole was trying to do a mitzvah and he was so busy doing the mitzvah that he got distracted and took the wrong child. Which sounds like what? Only because he was doing a mitzvah is he patur. But didn't we say the mitasek is patur in general? So why would he only say because he was busy doing a mitzvah? Sounds like if he wasn't doing a mitzvah, he'd be chayav. So Amar lo hanach letinokot ho'ilu mekalkel b'chavura chayav mitasek b'chavura chayav. Okay, we'll end here today. He says, this is a bit of a mouthful, generally in Yisurei Melachot, because it's Melechem Achshevet, we have a p'tur of mekalkel. If you're just doing an act that's destructive, then you're not chayav. Like, mochek is an av melacha, erasing. That's a destructive act. But you're only chayav in erasing if you're erasing in order to write. But if you're actually erasing, you're not chayav and av malacha. That's mekalkel. But there's two exceptions to the rule of mekalkel. One of them is making a chabura. The other one is mavir, making a fire. Okay? So, burning something. So, because it's an exception to the rule, therefore they say that mita'asek is only going to be patur in the case where you were mitkavein lidvar mitzvah. But otherwise, mit'asik would generally be patur. It's only an exception since, in this case, mekalkel is chayav. Therefore, mit'asik is also chayav. Okay, they're connecting between mekalkel and mit'asik. Okay, why they connect is a good question, right? They're two different things, but again, we've seen this many times. If you're machmir in one way, you can be often machmir in another way. So since mekalkel is chayav, generally, in the case of Oseh Chabura and the Brit Milah case, therefore, you're only patur in a mit'asik case if you were mit'asik lidvar mitzvah. But if you were to do a chabur in a mit'asik manner, otherwise, you'd actually be chayav. Just like you'd be chayav if you're doing a chabura in a way to be destructive, you'd also be patur if you did it in a way that you weren't really intending to do the act. And that's why this doesn't contradict the statement that in any melachot of Shabbat, mit'asik is patur. Okay, because here there's this one exception. Okay, and we'll have more questions on Shmuel tomorrow.